Hey everyone, it's Pacific, and welcome back to SCP Archives. Hey, do you like the show, and do you enjoy listening to it every week? Then consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Reviews are one of the best ways to get our shows into the ears of new listeners. So yeah, if you enjoy it, tell a friend, leave a review, and I don't know, say hi in the comments. Spotify has comments now, by the way. I try and publish as many comments as we get, so if you like an episode, let us know. I like to pass those messages along to the team. It makes all of our days. So yeah, if you're listening on Spotify, say hi. I don't really have much else to talk about this week, but thanks for listening as always, and I want to give a huge shout out to this week's patrons. Joining us this week is Trent Holbert, Gene Mercer, Keegan Adams, Raymond Mercado, Yiva Silver, Matt Mastin, Slurm, Corey Wolter, Dalton Cave, Lazy Hierophant, Nolan Paranoid, Lord Toffee, Billy Bob Username, Rowan Hothrop, Shadow Joker, and BudBud9399. Thanks so much for joining the show, guys, and thank you for your support. It helps us do what we do. And without further ado, a short ad break, and then this week's episode.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number, SCP-3838. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. A perimeter is to be established 1 kilometer away from SCP-3838's area of operation. A single entrance is located on the eastern edge to allow entrance and egress to and from the area of operation and the research base. To prevent incursions by SCP-38384, the perimeter is heavily fortified against internal and external threats. SCP-38384's activities are currently limited to occasional raids on other instances of SCP-3838, but conversations with members of the other instances indicate that SCP-38384's occupation is due to begin no later than 2054. Efforts to engage with SCP-38384 diplomatically, while preserving the Foundation's relationship with SCP-38383, are ongoing. Foundation personnel are not to interfere with internal disputes or conflicts between SCP-3838 instances, with the following exceptions. A conflict creates a risk of containment breach, or any conflict occurs between SCP-38384 and either SCP-38382 or SCP-38383, as per our agreement with these groups. Members of SCP-38388 are to be detained and interrogated on site. No such members have been encountered thus far. Description: SCP-3838 is a series of 8 nomadic Turkmen tribes. These tribes occupy a space of 10 square kilometers at a site in western Turkmenistan near the Caspian Sea. These tribes possess the ability to travel through time. SCP-3838 instances threat different time periods as different areas of territorial pasture land. Owned by one tribe or another, agreements, conflicts, and war Over the periods owned by each tribe are common. Two time periods have been set aside for particular common purposes, under which there is an agreed-upon parley between the tribes. An undetermined period in the early 15th century BCE, and the period from 1800 to 1858, used as a marketplace and for internal tribal councils and gatherings. SCP-3838 instances travel through time through an unknown ritual which is not shared with outsiders. It is known that this involves the travelers entering a gur or yurt, with two flames flanking the entrance, but nothing else about the process has been conclusively determined. SCP-3838 instances do not occupy their time period contiguously, but ordinarily move to a different time within their period, forwards or backwards, every 6 months. The continual raiding conflict and the reuse of years has resulted in a number of paradoxes. These have not, however, caused significant temporal instabilities due to an unknown method of conservation. The culture of SCP-3838 is typical of nomadic tribes of the region. They primarily live in gurs, and each tribe is ruled by a Khan. Despite the small sizes of each group, they all speak the same antiquated Turkmen dialect, believed to have been common in the old region during the 15th century. Some also speak Persian and Chagatai, with a small number speaking classical Arabic. SCP-3838 instances often practice a fusion of traditional Islamic beliefs, with some exceptions. Economically, SCP-3838 instances primarily live off the milk and meat of goats and sheep, with the natural spring located within the bounds of their physical territory, providing water. A large number of handicrafts are created by SCP-3838 instances. This is often the role of the woman, although the traditionally egalitarian nature of nomadic societies also affords them a limited role in herding, rearing, combat, and sometimes tribal leadership. The exception is SCP-3838-2, which is matriarchal. Of note is the possession of large quantities of advanced technology and weaponry possessed by all SCP-3838 instances. These have reportedly been stolen or traded from tribes whose territory is in the future. SCP-3838-3 is the current SCP-3838 instance occupying the pasture land. The Foundation has promised protection for SCP-3838-3 against SCP-3838-4, a hostile tribe seeking to aggressively expand its territory into the 21st century. In exchange, SCP-3838-3 voluntarily offers the Foundation advanced technology which the Foundation believes may be useful. The Foundation has a similar agreement with SCP-3838-2, although their territory is now in the past. This agreement is rarely activated in modern times. Communication with the tribes is difficult, as the Foundation encounters them at wildly different points in their personal timelines, and often receive contradictory information as a result. A problem exacerbated by the continuous rewriting of the timeline. SCP-3838 was first discovered in 1696, when the Foundation's predecessor organization, as a part of the Safavid governmental apparatus, known as the Office of Magic, which would later become an independent organization, responded to reports of disappearing and reappearing tents by relocated Kurdish tribesmen in the area. The Office of Magic continued to contain the tribes until its absorption into the Foundation in 1834. The anomaly itself is believed to have started in the 15th century BCE, following a vast battle. They have, however, been heavily influenced later by Turkic and Islamic nomads. Their oral history contains few reliable elements from before the 1st century CE. The following is a description of SCP-3838 tribes their zones of control, and the nature of the two parlay zones. Note that some of this information was recorded during earlier periods of the Foundation's history and that of their predecessors, when social attitudes and data gathering were performed under markedly different standards.
Within the variant of the Tengri beliefs practiced by SCP-3838, the years of the 15th century BCE are considered particularly holy. In this time, a great conglomeration of spirits gather. It is believed that a great battle occurred shortly before the beginning of these years, but there is uncertainty as to its nature. It is believed that a great battle occurred shortly before the beginning of these years, but there is uncertainty as to its nature. SCP-38381 occupies the period between 110 CE to 290 CE. Little is known about this tribe, they are only observed in the marketplace years. They are rumoured to produce particularly fine earthenware pots, often seen in the marketplace. Unusually, they appear to follow strong Manichaean beliefs, but associate darkness in Manichaean dualism with the colour red. SCP-38382 is a matriarchal tribe. Combat, herding, and tribal leadership are the sole preserve of women. This unusual arrangement is credited to a hero during the ancient battle mentioned earlier. The unusually large territory spans 1130 CE to 1799 CE and is a mark of their particular success. Information on this tribe is scant and filled with exaggeration and myth by earlier writers. It is known, however, that they were skilled hunters who often ranged further afield than other tribes, engaging in the Mongol tradition of the nirj, a type of ceremonial hunt wherein the hunters encircle an animal before firing upon it. They practice a mixture of shamanism and Islam. The marketplace is a time of gatherings which take place between 1800 CE to 1858 CE. Tribes come here to trade technology and talismans, as well as to arbitrate disputes. SCP-38384's hostility has resulted in their exclusion from this period. SCP-38388 instances are never seen. A description by Foundation operative Ali Kuli Beg describes the wares on offer as strange and terrible things. Muskets and rifles altered to emit bolts of light, pagan talismans which glow with strange fire, an antique funeral urn with shifting markings and arrows which follow their targets like hounds. The current tribe, SCP-38383, occupies 1870 CE to 2054 CE, and is ruled by a Khan in consultation with several Begs, perhaps mirroring the traditional position in the region of a Khan being a senior governor and Beg being a lesser governor. Members of SCP-38383 are known for the particular quality of their carpet weaving, which they often use as objects of bartering. They formerly held many more years, but have been pushed back by SCP-38384. SCP-38384 is the largest known tribe in terms of time occupied. They occupy 2054 CE to 3000 CE, and are hostile to all other tribes and to the Foundation. They are often dressed in human skins, although captured members claim that these are only the skins of SCP-38388 members. Nevertheless, this practice has led them to be abhorred by the other tribes. The only exceptions are survivors from the SCP-38387 who have a good relationship with them. They are reportedly obsessed with 38388 and are attempting to create an empire of time to stand against them. They often enslave or incorporate other tribes into their own. They are known for their protection of a particular funeral urn which houses the body of a fallen foe. Interestingly, oral tradition among SCP-38382 includes a reference to an ancient urn, and all the survivors of SCP-38387 have talked of losing the urn. SCP-38385 is a small tribe found between 3000 CE to 3020 CE. This group was almost wiped out. Its members are renowned for their skill at cooking and could be found in large numbers at the marketplace and sometimes within other tribes. Reportedly, they are running low on good pestilent and constantly meet themselves within the tiny size of their remaining territory. Traditional allies of SCP-38385, SCP-38386, possess particularly advanced technology, often found at the marketplace. SCP-38386 occupy 3020 CE to 3450 CE and are known for their lack of syncretism, practicing a relatively pure form of Shiite Islam. They are known to have dealings with a group calling themselves the Empire for the Reclamation of Islamic Artifacts, believed to be a future variant of the Organization for the Reclamation of Islamic Artifacts. They are extremely friendly and cooperative with the Foundation. SCP-3387 was destroyed, having previously occupied the period between 3500 CE and 4100 CE. Surviving members and their descendants can occasionally be found in other tribes and at the marketplace, although most were incorporated into SCP-3385. Although the other SCP-3388 instances ascribe this destruction to SCP-3384, surviving SCP-3387 members claim it was done by SCP-38388. Very little is known of SCP-38388. No members have ever been encountered, and the other SCP-3838 instances refuse to speak of them outside of their oral tradition, which states that they were the tribe fought at the Great Battle. Other sources claim it was a single powerful figure who was fought. Both traditions are believed to have been created well after the event. The only exception is SCP-38384, who refers to them as the enemy above all enemies, and the rejectors. Limited contact with SCP-38384 has prevented the Foundation from learning more.
Hey everyone, Pacific here with a quick ad break and a reminder. For just $5 a month, you can get access to ad-free episodes every week on our Patreon at patreon.com/SCP_POD. You can also find a link to our Patreon in the show notes below. And now, a quick word from our sponsors. Thanks for listening. And now, back to the show.
On January 2nd, 2011, a member of SCP-38384 approached the research base attached to the perimeter defenses. Claiming to be an envoy, the figure asked for an interview with the site director, which was granted. The recording of the conversation that follows.
Hello there. Look, tell me what you want. You're lucky we're even granting you this interview.
We have met your kind before. You'll understand my hesitancy in trusting you, Khanum. You capture our people. Kill our soldiers. We do not easily forget.
You kill ours. You kill our friends among the tribes.
Oh. What is the point of this? I could tell you we have a purpose behind our raids. That I take no joy in the killing of our brothers. But to what end? It would convince you of nothing. Let us stick to the matter at hand.
Go on, then. What was it you wanted to discuss?
What do you know of the battle? The great battle that defined our world?
Little.
It matters little. Let me find another way to put it. Imagine we made a prison.
I didn't think you went into that kind of thing.
A prison, but one of many aspects. If you want to truly lock something away, you make its substance uncertain. You trap part of it in another reality, another in a different concept of existence, and another in a pocket of time.
Something is being imprisoned by you.
Yes.
I'll need more than that.
I cannot give it to you, Khanum. We have 9 centuries of time to look after pastures and children and womenfolk. Our years are good and vast, and we protect our own. Nobody else remembers. They all forget. They see us only as bloodthirsty tyrants. They all forgot. And now we stand alone. The 7th tribe were the only others, and they died. We need help. You contain things. Yes. You keep them hidden.
We do. But we need to know what we're dealing with.
No. We cannot. I'm sorry.
Then we cannot make a deal.
Look, you can stand on your principles all you like, but this is happening, Kanam. The Eternal Heaven has orchestrated this. If we told you, we would be breaking our promise. We made a pact. We will not bend. And if you do not, then it will be released.
What do you want from us, then?
To talk. To have you as an intermediary. For they will not trust us. We cannot unite the tribes, but we must join them. Please, Kanam. Please, help us.
How do I know that you won't?
You don't, Kanam. But you are jailers. You are the ones who keep us safe. Everyone safe. From the dark behind the eyes.
All right. Come with me. There are some people you should speak to.
Recording ends. Addendum 2. On September 20th, 2017, several documents in the personal collection of 19th century Foundation operative and Orientalist John Callahan were recovered by the Foundation. Among these was a translation into English of a song Callahan heard during the Marketplace period, said to originate among SCP-38388. It reads as follows.
They forget the hallowed words upon the death of time. May they share the fate of those who deny to me what's mine. They forget the howling chains that bind me safe away. One of the many old chains forgotten in this way. They forget the steel swords they used to cast me down. They shall not forget again before my flaming crown. They forget the seven brides that wait for my return. Such loveliness is lost upon the children of the urns. They forget the seals that are used to keep me still. Only one remembers who's not bent to my will. Seven seals, seven tribes, six reclaimed, one shall be mine. And ere the end of all your days, the crimson calm shall ride, 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 shall ride.
SCP Archives was created by Pacific S. Obadiah and John Grills. SCP-3838 was written by Tufto. Our script is by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was Dustin Parsons. Researcher was Chris Harris Beachy. Dr. Rizvi was Addison Peacock. And Envoy was Chad Underwood. Our theme song was done by Tom Rory Parsons, and our editor was Veronica California. Our showrunner is Kale Brown, and our producer is Pacific S. Obadiah. Our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska, and this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.